Blog Talk Radio.
Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the facts as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry and stress and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate, and they give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. So you can call the show on this number, which is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those calls, again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Perhaps you're listening on the computer, you're listening in by phone, perhaps you are listening to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site. We have 2 years' worth of these weekly shows on such wonderful topics. And maybe you downloaded the show for free from iTunes, wherever you're listening. A huge welcome to each and every one of you. Here we are already in the third week of April. And as I walk around my neighborhood, I smile as I see the tulips and the daffodils and other spring flowers proudly displaying their colors. You know, this season of rebirth and renewal sparks something deep within us to clean out our closets, spruce up our wardrobes, and freshen up all aspects of our lives. And while we put such a great deal of emphasis on freshening our outwardly appearance, a client of mine sent me a testimonial about the spring cleaning and renewal that she felt on the inside after our session together. She wrote to me, "Dearest Candy, after our session, I felt an amazing lifting and lightness inside of me like I'd never felt before. The messages from you and the Posse of Angels brought such clarity into my life, and I felt like I was reborn. I do love the month of April, for when I was growing up, my mother allowed me and my sister to buy a new spring hat each, and I've always kept up this tradition. The new feeling of being alive again and brightness that you brought back to my life from our session together will stay with me forever. In this way, each day I will wear this new awareness of myself, and it will never go out of fashion like so many of my past spring hats. You are an angel. God bless you." And that was from Anne in Los Angeles, California. If you would like some spring cleaning inside of you to shine a light on and clear and cleanse what is not working in your life anymore or stopping you from moving forward, I would love to help you. You can call me at Angel Healing House after the show on 831-277-3716. Again, that number for myself, Claire Candy Hoff, at Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716. And that's for your intuitive counseling and angel Reiki healing sessions, or you can book an angel reading with me. And just like the daffodils and the tulips, allow your life to blossom and be renewed and feel like it's springtime all year round. I see that we have a few callers holding for that free angel advice. If you are a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day. And today's interesting topic is we all wrote soul contracts before incarnating into our physical human form. Now, in last week's Enlightening Radio program, the Posse of Angels and I discussed how more and more of the world is wakening up to the fact that we just do not die and that consciousness continues after the physical form is gone. Following that program about near-death experiences and the changing viewpoint of many, many mainstream doctors that are agreeing with consciousness continuing, the Posse of Angels wish to delve deeper today and expand on the information in one area that was briefly touched upon in last week's program entitled We Do Not Die. Now, before each and every soul incarnates to the earth plane, they meet with the Etheric Council. Now, the Etheric Council is a wise group of advisors, and we meet with them to discuss why we wish to experience a human life. Now, as I stated in last week's program, absolutely nobody is forced to have a human life. It's not obligatory that you have to come back and incarnate in physical form, and we freely choose to incarnate to experience life in the physical. You know, many light workers who chose to come back in the last 60 years chose specifically to help bring more light and more love to the world and help in the ascension of the earth and in shifting the consciousness of the planet. And while this was a very, very large part of their reason to come back, in addition, each one of these souls, they also had lessons that they chose to work on as they had not been fully addressed or learned in a previous physical incarnation. You know, for instance, most often souls who have been, let's say, controlled or let's say souls who have controlled or hurt others in past lives will often choose to return, play the role of being controlled or being hurt so that they can fully experience how others felt as a result of their actions towards other people in previous lives. You know, they say that that experience is our best teacher, and we never really know how somebody feels when we've hurt them, or we perhaps have been deceitful, or perhaps, you know, we just haven't been kind to somebody else, and then we have to come back, and then somebody is vengeful for us or deceitful to us. Then we get to really experience what that feels like. These soul contracts are made in order to learn forgiveness and unconditional love, and they are very, very important, as these two actions, forgiveness and unconditional love, are fundamental to clearing and cleansing negativity and thus transforming those karmic things that we need to transform. Free will. Souls may choose not to forgive and love unconditionally. You know, we have free will. Nobody is forcing anybody to do anything. But if we do not forgive and we do not love unconditionally and we harbor such things as judgment and not forgiving, these stay with us. And then we stay on the cycle of birth and death wheel, coming back time and time again to learn forgiveness and unconditional love until these things are 100% learned and taken to heart. You know, when we meet the Etheric Council in the Hall of the Akashic Records, now, for those that don't know what the Hall of Akashic Records is, this is a huge hall where all information from all past history on the earth is kept, and not only this, all the information from all our previous incarnations are kept in the Hall of Records. And it's meant for a spiritual record so that anybody can go back and can see what they experienced in previous incarnations and so how that can help them learn and further their spiritual growth. So when we do meet with this Etheric Council, they will help us to write our contracts. But it is actually each soul who decides and chooses things like who their parents will be, their time, their date of birth, where and when they were born. You know, choosing something like an astrological sign and the time of birth, well, it will literally help us to see life from a very certain individual perspective. And the soul will then take on certain characteristics that will then help them in achieving all their aims and goals and lessons that they've written to experience in each chosen lifetime. These choices will provide a life outline. It's kind of like a life map of specific situations, events, and scenarios, which will help trigger the meeting of then many other souls. And then these will go on to help us then accomplish learning our lessons that we set out for ourselves in those very important soul contracts that we write, and the Etheric Council help us. Now, another, the Posse of Angels are reminding me that the Etheric Council do have other names. I mean, they often go by the name of the Great White Brotherhood, and this is not racist. It's because of the amount of light that is coming from the radiance, the illumination of spiritual knowledge that these wise elders, as I call them, and some other people call them the elders, because they choose to look wise. They choose to look old, and they have this very wise, sage-old look about themselves. And they are loving, they are kind, and they are certainly not judgmental. But they are very, very, as I said, wise in helping us to write those contracts for our lives. Now here come the Posse of Angels. They come swooping in. They're chiming in. They're smiling. And they're actually telling me that they're hearing some of your thoughts. Okay? And they're saying, oh, they're laughing now. Because they're saying, yes, yes, yes. Because the penny is dropping for many of you as I speak about these soul contracts, because many of you are remembering that you actually chose the people to be in your life. And they're saying, yes, you chose your brother to annoy you so that you could learn patience or acceptance. Or, yes, that is true. You chose your mother to be overprotective and to be overcontrolling so that you could finally get so angry that you would eventually break away to be empowered and to experience independence. In this way, you know, we often choose a soul to have a contrasting characteristic to really, really get under our skin and push our buttons and get us all fired up and irritated and agitated and annoyed so that we will make change in our lives. It's funny about that, but the dearest and most loving people that do get under our skin and have seemingly done us wrong are the first ones that we are often the first ones that we choose to incarnate with time and time again, and we choose them from our soul groups, which we have and which we come from. These are the people that we most resonate with. You know, I've heard from so many people over the last almost 11 years in my practice, Angel Healing House, that they say, you know, this person gets under my skin, but I can't understand why I keep going back to them time and time again. That's because you're drawn back to them to learn a lesson, maybe to complete some unfinished business. And there is such a strong magnetic pull between soulmates that, you know, even though they do irritate us, we find ourselves being drawn back to them. But we not only choose the souls to help us learn our lessons, but we choose our gender, our ethnicity, and our culture to help us have a very different experience each time. You know, I have had past lives as a man and as a woman. I've chosen lives of both poverty and wealth. I've chosen lives to have the varied experience to live as royalty in Egypt. I was a courtesan in Venice, Italy, and I was also a healer in the 1300s in Scotland, and many other lives that I've had in different various forms. In this way, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that experience truly is our best teacher. You know, in writing our contract of our lives, some, like myself, will choose to experience the immense joy or the heartache of giving birth to and rearing children. And there are others who choose to experience both the overwhelming joy of falling in love and or marrying. And then there are others of us who also choose to go through horrific, heart-wrenching divorces. All of our experience will teach us things about ourselves that we could never, ever learn by just studying them or hearing someone else's story of what they went through. And the Posse of Angels is saying, yes, to those who are thinking about their financial hardships that they experience or are going through at the moment. Unfortunately, one of the best lessons I ever learned was in appreciating and blessing exactly what I had was when everything, and I do mean everything, was taken away from me. And while it does seem to be one-sided with all of these souls helping us along our journey, make no mistake that these soul contracts are very well thought out indeed. For with all of this prearranging, these contracts are put into place for us to help and be helped by our connections that we just, in quotes, happen to meet along our path of life. Remember, nothing is a coincidence. The Party of Angels is asking us back to those times when we were in dire need of something to happen, and magically and synchronistically, just the right person presented themselves and gave us information or helped us to move forward on the next part of our journey. You know, the Posse of Angels is also reminding us that when we choose, we each choose, when we exit our human incarnation, shuffle off the mortal coil, or pass over or cross over. They are often amused when they hear humans say that someone died too early. But nobody dies early or late as they cross from the physical to the non-physical world exactly when they contract it to be so. For instance, someone may choose that they will cross over when they are, let's say, 42 years of age, as this is the allotted time they give themselves to achieve their lessons. Now, but this is not an arbitrary age, as it is chosen as the exact timing to affect many other soul contracts, including our children, our parents, our family and friends. For instance, because someone chooses to exit at a fairly young age, it might encourage others to appreciate and really live life to the fullest. And while many humans are affected by the veil of forgetfulness, as they can't remember their soul contracts, the veil is very useful in encouraging surprise and magic and enchantment and wonder and faith to be part of our lives. You know, the Posse of Angels is smiling, and they're saying, if we remembered everything back in the first place, things like falling in love and experiencing things magically or synchronistically, just happening to fall into place, are experienced with so much more elation when the components of the details are hidden and not revealed to us. You know, this usually happens when we listen to our intuitions and we follow our hearts and we truly honor who we are. Before we go on to speak more about our marvelous, just absolutely, absolutely amazing soul contracts that we write for ourselves and others, let's go to the phone lines. 901, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with? Hello? 901? Are you there? Hey, 901. You are first up with your question, comment? Okay, 901, perhaps you would like to call back again. There we go. They couldn't take care of anybody there on 901. 678, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candice, this is Cyril.
Hello, Cyril. We haven't spoken in a while. How have you been?
I've been good. Actually, I do listen, but probably I don't usually listen to the whole show. I just listen for the first 15 minutes and then...
For the topic. Do you have a question today for the Posse of Angels, and how do you relate to soul contracts?
I've read about soul contracts, so I was familiar with the topic.
Do you remember anything across the veil about the soul contracts that you wrote?
No. I don't remember anything about about that. But I sure do want to remember, though.
Yeah, it's The thing is, even if we can't remember the exact soul contracts that we wrote with people, do know those souls that we meet, you know, that it's different from those souls that we casually meet, like a checkout person at a grocery store. We may not have a full-blown relationship with them, but those souls that that we're drawn to, we do get a feeling of deja vu. We get a feeling that we know them, or we've known them in another life, or that the relationship that we have with them is just so comfortable. It's so darn comfortable that you think to yourself, or I think to myself, and I've heard from others, that, you know, they just get the feeling that they've always known this person. And whether that person came back into their life and helped them, or else they helped the other person, it feels like a dance that the two of them have done together.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's interesting about soul contracts as well, that I've had several people in my life, and I know that they were important soul contracts because, you know, if they helped me earlier in life, and then, you know, maybe I didn't speak to them for years went by, or, you know, it was just that we, you know, somebody, and then later on in life, they'll re-enter my life again, and they will bring an important piece of information, or help me with something, and vice versa, you know, I enter somebody else's life and come back into somebody else's life again. So it's truly amazing, you know, when you think about soul contracts. I've thought about this a number of times, that we write thousands and thousands of these soul contracts. You know, people often ask for their soulmates. And, you know, I've read many articles that say, you know, we can have up to between 3,000 and 5,000 soulmates in our lifetime. You know, not everybody we will be intimately connected with, you know, but I often think it's funny, and the Posse of Angels laugh when people keep asking for their soulmate, you know, oh, I want my soulmate to come into my life, when they've had thousands and thousands of soulmates that they've contracted to help on the earth plane, and also thousands of people in order to help them as well. So did you want me to pull three cards for you, Cyril?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if you can tell me something about my soul contract, what the angels are saying.
Okay. Okay. Well, they're absolutely saying that that you came back to be a spiritual teacher. Now, when I say that, a lot of people conjure up a healing factor. So a lot of people conjure up, you know, going on a speaking tour, or, you know, there are certain limitations that people come up with, or certain visuals that people come up with when you say metaphysical teacher. But we can all be spiritual teachers in the areas that we choose to. And they say that there have been many people. For instance, they're pointing to the new area that you stepped into, the new area in your career where you've taken some certification. And they're saying that this is very important for you to step into because you've met a number of people in that new profession of yours or new career of yours that have messages for you. Have you noticed that?
I usually run into some people with some messages on the Reiki shares.
Right, yeah. That's what they're speaking about. Do you ever hold Reiki shares yourself?
No.
Okay. They're saying that that would open up many doors for you. You do have your Reiki you are a Reiki practitioner, Cyril?
Yes.
Okay. They're saying the next step for you, and they're nodding their heads, the next step for you is to step forward and to actually facilitate your own Reiki share days.
Oh, okay.
And if you need some help with that, I'm just shuffling the cards with them now for you. I used to hold Reiki share days when I lived in Australia. They started at maybe 12 or 1 o'clock. They went to about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I was teaching Reiki at that stage, so I started off the Reiki share days for just my students, but it was such a beautiful afternoon that they invited their family and friends to come along. And during that time that, you know, we started off with a meditation or a prayer, and then we went around the circle, and it was a monthly thing. So people spoke about what they had experienced the previous month, and then a bit of a sharing time. And then we set up their portable massage tables and gave healings. And then afterwards, there was tea and coffee and, you know, sort of cupcakes or cookies to go around. And it was a nice social day. But this is going to help you also bring in more clients for your Reiki practice. It's going to open different avenues for other soul contracts to come in and to help you.
Okay.
So let's go to the cards now and see what comes out, what messages they have for Lovely Zero. Okay. Well, as we're talking about starting new things, you know, today with the eclipse of April 15th, today will shine a light on all kinds of different things that are going to help us to move forward in our life. You've got the Ace of Pentacles. The Ace of Pentacles is a new beginning around money. And one of the areas that you've been asking for is more financial assistance, is more assistance with, with abundance. And they're saying that if you step forward and you action those things that will bring you joy, don't do anything that's not going to bring you joy. But they certainly know that you love Reiki. Reiki is a part of your life. And they're saying that going to these Reiki circles has really nurtured and nourished yourself. But they're saying there's no reason, Cyril, why you can't step forward and you can't facilitate your own. Do you teach Reiki?
No, I have not taught anyone Reiki. I simply attended Reiki shares and circles.
So you haven't taught yet?
No, I haven't taught anyone.
Okay. Do you have your master teacher's degree?
I have a master's degree, but it's in business.
Okay, all right. Now, they're talking about the master, the final level in Reiki, the master teacher level of Reiki.
Yes, I have that.
All right. Now, what they're saying that there's no reason that you can't start teaching. And from the teaching, meditation groups can start. They're really nodding their heads over this, Cyril, and they're saying, you know, they're not forcing you because you've got free will, but they're saying that this would open up so many new doors for you and bring to you more connections for financial abundance for you. I mean, teaching, you charge for your teaching because you value your time. You can charge for those Reiki share days. I think I charged, sort of $10, for people to come between 12 and 5 because, it's valuing your time and it's valuing your energy and your knowledge that you're imparting to your students and to those people. So that's a really, really good card to get in regard to what we were speaking about. The next card is another money card. This is the Six of Pentacles, and this is you giving your time, your value, your spiritual knowledge to others. They're saying there's nothing wrong with just having spiritual knowledge, but they're saying that you have gone to other spiritual teachers. They're saying for you to see yourself as a spiritual teacher and start to implement. You actually having those Reiki share days and teaching at this stage. And the next one is the Ten of Wands. And in this case, it's taking your ideas and your vision and your knowledge and taking it out to a wider audience. And they're all bright, sunny, yellow cars. And this is going to help you open up so many other areas of your life. And mm-hmm. It's going to help you, and then it's going to help others to shift as well.
Okay.
So I know how much Reiki means to you, and how much it's nurtured and nourished your life. So so I really do feel like that the posse of angels are nodding their heads in encouragement, and they're saying, "Go Cyril, go Cyril, go Cyril." You know, don't be afraid to step forward and put yourself out there, because if you make one step towards the universe, then it's amazing how God and the angels, you know, bring back tenfold, twentyfold, a hundredfold, depending how much you believe in yourself.
Okay.
So I hope that's been helpful for you today.
Yes, it has been so helpful, Candy. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, go out there and just make it an absolutely gorgeous day. Thank you so much, Cyril. It's always a pleasure hearing from you.
Thank you so much, Candy, for all your help.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And I'd just like to say that thank you very much, Cyril, for your call. And, you know, because the messages come through for one person, I also hear from so many other people that the message that comes forth for that one person when they do listen to the radio program, that it had information and it had relevance to their lives as well. So just looking at these cards, and because it is April 15th today, I'd just like to point out and to reiterate that we had a blood red moon last night, the first of the lunar eclipses, and it's going to be a game changer in so many of our lives, as it's going to shine a light. This one and the eclipse on April 28th as well as the Cardinal Grand Cross that we have on April 23rd, when so many planets will be aligned to bring in the fulfillment of our dreams and our wishes and our visions. So please keep the faith, keep positive and hope, keep visualizing your life as if you're living it already. Let's go to our next caller. I am not sure, Kakilia. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, you're speaking with me, Kakilia.
Hi, Kakilia. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. I hope you're doing well, today.
I'm doing very well, and I'm very excited about today being the... And many people are saying that this is truly the start of the new age. They're saying that with these eclipses, we'll shine a light on so many of our dreams and wishes and our fulfillment, and bring us the forward movement that we've so been waiting for. Our tongues have been hanging out for the manifestation of the connections and opportunities that we've always known in our heart were there, but it just hadn't been the right divine timing to appear in the physical fields of matter yet. So I wonder if you resonate with that.
Yes, I do. And, you know, I don't know where your beliefs are, but, you know, I do believe that I did, you know, see something move across, you know, during the red moon sighting, something moved right across it. So, you know, I really do believe it was, you know, spaceships and all of that. I know it seems crazy, but, you know.
No. That's not crazy. I believe that's fact. We do come from the stars, and I don't use the word aliens because I feel that hurts them. It would be like somebody calling me an alien coming from the angelic realm. I mean, it's just, you know, there are interdimensional brothers and sisters, and, you know, the way if we call them aliens, they, you know, I'm not saying all of them, but I'd say the majority of those multidimensional beings, they don't have wars. They've transcended famine You know, they look after each other. I mean, and to call them alien when we still live on a planet where so many people discount each other and that we don't look after our humankind is pretty ludicrous.
Yeah, and I do believe they watch over us too, and like and help when like you know. So I believe that too.
I and you know what? It's interesting when you look back. When the first nuclear warheads were being tested, started to be tested in the 50s, since, you know, we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, so many nuclear testings, things have, they have intervened and stopped them from happening, you know, because
I know, it's
they
amazing.
See it. And they love us so much. They look at us like, you know, sort of little ants, just, you know, sort of, you know, sort of willy-nilly, just, you know, going all over the place, as, you know, but with more and more consciousness arising on the planet, there will be a rhyme and a reason to all this, and then everything will be predicated by love and unity. I'm just very excited about this new age starting with these eclipses and this Cardinal Grand Cross and the world awakening, you know. A lot of things that are in place will have to, as you know, because I feel that you're a very, very awakened being, that there will be a lot of things that will break down. They have to break down in order for the phoenix has to be burnt in the ashes in order to arise as the new phoenix. But it's a good thing. And for people not to lose hope when those things that are in place actually break down because they're really no good for us, and they come to the light of day for us to change and to go beyond.
Yeah, I do. I totally agree with that. And can you pick up on if Earth has ascended yet by chance? Because I assume that it has.
I'm sorry, I didn't get to catch the first part of that. If what?
Did Earth ascend yet? Earth itself?
With these eclipses, the impression that the posse of angels are giving me is that they're saying that there will be a splitting of the Earth, and it will be the people who are living in fifth-dimensional reality, those who have transcended their karma, those who live in love and unity, acceptance and peace and harmony, and they've cleared and cleansed all their karmic debt, they will be living in fifth-dimensional reality. And the people who are still choosing to hang on to third-dimensional war and judgment and non-forgiveness, and conditional love and all of those things, that they will exist with us on the same earth, but that it will be like a buffer between the two worlds, and we will only draw to ourselves those people of higher resonance, and they will still be living in sadness and anger and worry and stress and control and hatred and judgment and all of those negativities until they have the free will to change. So to answer your question, there is, for us to have gotten to this stage, there is a portion of the earth which has ascended to live in the new age, and that we will interact with only those people. Because like resonance only attracts like resonance. I mean, you can't be in the same reality, or whatever reality is, illusion, but, you know, you can't be in the same physical reality of something that you don't resonate with. And it'll be like the splitting of two worlds, let's say. Those who choose to ascend in the higher consciousness and living in that vibrational frequency, and then those who choose, and it's not right or wrong, and there's nothing superior about us that choose love and forgiveness. It's that we've chosen to transcend our karma.
Yes.
We choose a different reality. And And it works like a buffer to buffer us from experiencing, you know, the negativity or to drawing that to ourselves. So it is like a splitting of the world. A lot of people, you know, in the, you know, 11 years, you know, since I incarnated through my walking experience, a lot of people back then said, oh, you know, the earth has to be destroyed and we're going to be taken away in spaceships. And that never happened. A lot of people said, oh, the way we're going to ascend is we're going to go to the inner earth, to Agartha, our interdimensional brothers and intergalactic brothers and sisters will clean up the outside of the earth. And that's not going to happen. Because everything in our physical world is an illusion, and those of us who choose to live in that higher consciousness of love and unity and acceptance, we are creating for ourselves that world for ourselves. And you know, those that haven't, well, for the time being, they're going to live in that third dimensional reality, and it's just going to continually get worse. Until the time, as such, they either choose or they don't choose to ascend and to, you know, sort of come to that realization of living in love and acceptance. And that will change the reality for them so that they can live in that higher dimensional frequency.
Okay. And is there anything that you can pick up, anything they can pick up, my angels want to tell me, or anything of that nature, just anything that you pick up?
Okay, let's go to a card and have a shuffle and see what comes out. Okay, this card comes up. Oh, isn't that lovely? A Six of Cups comes up for you. Sixes are always about balance and love and harmony. And I do feel they're saying that with the end of April and also starting in May, you're going to be drawing some very new people to yourself. They are applauding you because you have not gotten rid of, but you've honored and respected yourself so much that you have severed relationships with people who have not been particularly respectful for you in the past couple of years. You have allowed them to drop out of your life. And they're saying that, you know, again, it's not a superior thing. It's not that you were right and they're wrong or anything like that. it's like that part of their soul contract to come to the end of their use-by date. And they're saying that many of us did this and got rid of, because that's an awful thing to say, but allowed those people who were not respectful for us to drift out of our lives so that we would make room for the higher frequency people to come in, the connections and opportunities to help us move forward on this path, this very, very new path of vibrational frequency, high vibrational frequency, that's going to be creating the new world. And so they're saying, watch out for those new relationships that are going to be starting for you. But the posse of angels are smiling and they're saying, you know, when you meet these people, you're going to know them. You're going to know them from a past life. You know, you're going to get this very comfortable feeling that you're coming back to dance again. And there's going to be great joy in those relationships. The next card that comes to you is the Nine of Pentacles. And this is allowing yourself to live a very full life of luxury, they're saying. They're, you know, you've had your hardships in the past, but now things are going to get much easier for you. Much, much easier, because you aren't going to be pushing and controlling the world so much, but you're going to be just allowing yourself to be still and allowing the universe to give to you in the most remarkable of ways. And this feels like you are finally allowing yourself to receive, which is lovely. And the next card is expect the best without having expectations. But things should be moving very rapidly for you in May. to bring you more of the fulfillment of your desires and your dreams coming true. Question.
Wow, that really resonates with me because I think I've been waiting for, first of all, I did let go of, several relationships that I felt like weren't helping me. I felt like that was somewhat difficult, but I felt like it was for the best. And I felt like I've come to terms with it. I really had to come to terms with it because I've been holding on to it for so long. And I decided that it wasn't worth all of it.
Yeah.
And then I've been waiting for that, the second card for, like, the friends and, like, knowing this. So, I don't know, because I feel like this summer I'm going to go out there and do something different. So,
yes,
and
absolutely.
Yeah.
They're nodding their heads and they're saying, so many of us, and you did bring up a good point, because so many of us we've established a foundation of what we do, but where we're going to be stepping forward and we're going to be using our gifts and our talents and our abilities in a whole different way. And a lot of the times we never would have even considered doing this, but because we've come home to ourselves and we've honored and respected who we are, we still have to have the courage to step forward, but a lot of the fears will be alleviated, or a lot of the fears will not even be a concern for us, because we have connected with our divine eternal natures, and we know there's only what we desire, and we have faith in ourselves now. So that's a good point. Many of us will be presented with very new things that we are going to be doing. That, you know, it'll have something to do with the foundation that we've established in the last, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years or whatever, using our gifts and our talents. And we're going to be very surprised in how much we're going to love what's going to be presented to us.
And, yeah, I totally resonate with that. And in the last card, I know I'm always a giver, so it's like now I'm kind of drawing back and I'm thinking about things before I give away too much, or I'm just taking time to think things out and thoroughly and stuff like that.
You know what they want me to do? I only usually use my Celtic tarot deck, but they want me to get out my goddess cards. And they said, you know, you said you're usually a giver. You know, and then not to say that you're not going to give again, but those of us who have given our time, our money, our effort, our everything, you know, in the name of ascension and everything, we really have had to learn to open to receive. How is the universe going to give to us if we keep on just giving, and not opening up to receive? So I'm shuffling the goddess cards, and they want me to pull a goddess card for you, because the more that we see ourselves as the goddess, a goddess wouldn't think twice about receiving. I'm telling you. She would be at the front of the line always with her arms open. And she'd be saying, thank you, and thank you again, and even more thank you. Okay, so this one, this goddess that you got is, focus attention is Diana. This is Diana the Huntress. Keep your unwavering thoughts, feelings, and actions focused on your target. And you will make your mark. So, you know, this means have courage and faith in yourself that you deserve to receive all of life's blessings. I often say to people that there is only what you desire. There only has ever been what you desire. The only reason why most people don't get what they desire is because they compromise and they settle for less.
Ah, okay. Wow.
I hope that's been helpful for you today.
Yeah.
I can just feel your excitement, and I'm so glad you called in. And if you want to keep me informed of where your footsteps take you, I'd love to receive an email from you. My email address is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay. Thank you so much for the reading. I'm so thankful. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Go out and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So before those phone calls, we were talking about our wonderful soul contracts that we make and the characteristics we choose for ourselves and the people and experiences that we choose to meet to help us learn our lessons. You know, in his book, author Michael Newton wrote a book called Journey of Souls. He speaks about each and every one of us coming from a soul group. He explains that with each incarnation, we choose souls from our soul group who may have been a part of our previous incarnations to help us along our journeys. These souls are in our soul group because they are most like us and are aligned and resonate with our energies. And it doesn't matter if they play a big part or a small part in our incarnations, as all parts are important. For instance, a soul could choose to be our grandparent in a previous life, and then we could choose to be their sibling or their parent in another life. The Posse of Angels is saying to take this example and multiply it by thousands and thousands and thousands of people in our lives. And we selected each one to come and meet us. Now, on this note, the Posse of Angels are telling us that when we take a look at the writing of our soul contract from a human's point of view, it seems absolutely impossible and rather overwhelming to coordinate and plan all of these thousands of souls coming and going to present scenarios in our lives in order for us to experience and expand and grow spiritually. While this may seem somewhat overwhelming while we're here on Earth, it was a relatively easy accomplishment when we were on the other side as a multidimensional being, because we no longer are held and constrained by the limitations and restrictions of the physical fields of matter and duality. The making of thousands of soul contracts all at the same time was, well, the Posse of Angels are saying, they're saying that it was a piece of cake. And while we all have written our soul contracts, there's a bit of wiggle room in each soul contract as to how we experience it, because we do have free will. You see, it's our free will that provides that so-called seasoning that adds our individual variety into the life we choose to live. And no two lives are the same. And although each one of us gets diverted by waiting for the big things to occur in our lives, our most important lessons that we need to learn are shown to us in every single day through our connections and relationships, as they have all been catalysts to lead us to achieving our purpose and learning the lessons that we contracted to learn on this beautiful planet Earth of ours. And that just about wraps the show up today. Thank you to my callers. Thank you always to the encouraging listeners that I have. Please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please do email me and send a request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House. house.com. If you'd like to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, or my beautifully professional recorded guided angel meditation CD, which is entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, you can go to the Angel Healing House website at angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd also like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing sessions, either in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally using phone and Skype, you can call me at 831-277-3716 or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And please remember, listeners, until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and go and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Take care to each and every one of you. Love and angel blessings until we speak again next week. Bye.